Students Rebel Against Transgender Ideology in Iowa, Alaska. By Neil Monroe on April 15, 2019. American students in Alaska and Iowa are protesting the official insistence that people can change their sex by declaring they feel like members of the opposite sex. The pro-biology rebellion reflects the deep public support for the reality that men and women, boys and girls, are equal yet different and complementary. And it follows protests at two schools in Vermont and Missouri. In Omaha, Nebraska, WOW.com reported that one girl led a walkout when a transgender boy was allowed by the adults to use the girls' bathroom. The walkout was triggered by a female student who believes her privacy is being invaded by a student who recently began to identify as a girl. At around 10:30 a.m., students started leaving the building. They separated into two groups. A group of approximately 20 girls started chanting for privacy in the restroom, saying they don't want boys transitioning into being girls to be in the restroom with them. The presence of a boy in the girls' bathroom threatens to humiliate girls who are made vulnerable by a lack of clothing. In North Pole, Alaska, boys satirized the transgender demand by declaring they had a right to use the women's bathroom. The Washington Post said, a student transitioning from female to male used Snapchat to post a selfie from the boys' bathroom. Some boys at the high school who saw the selfie, however, were angry and decided they would walk into the girls' bathroom to take their own Snapchat selfie as a form of protest. Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Superintendent Karen Galbraith told the Washington Post. The boys were planning to take their own Snapchat image to protest the school's endorsement of the sex change claim, which demands that all people be forced to agree to the political claim that a person changes sex whenever they say so, even during science class. Seven boys decided to go into the girls' restroom and take a group selfie of their own to post on Snapchat, a social media app. The protest was stopped, however, when one girl in the bathroom showed her agreement with single-sex bathrooms by kneeing one of the seven boys in the groin and then pressuring the others out of the girls' bathroom. The girls' violent enforcement of women's right to privacy was endorsed by a local GOP politician, Representative Tammy Wilson. Good for her. I would have taught my daughter to do the same. She was where she belonged. They were not. School officials followed procedure and penalized the girl for protecting the girls' bathroom. The girl's sister reported on Twitter that she was expelled. Breitbart News has reported the widespread protests by youths and parents. In Portland, Oregon, parents of high school students have filed a federal lawsuit over the school district's policy that allows a biological female student who claims to be male to use the boys' locker room and bathroom. The lawsuit is similar to one filed in Palatine, Illinois last year where, as the Chicago Tribune reported in October 2016, U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeffrey Gilbert ruled that high school students do not have a constitutional right not to share restrooms or locker rooms with transgender students whose sex assigned at birth is different than theirs. The Portland lawsuit claims the Dallas School District's policy to allow a 16-year-old female, Elliot Yoder, to use the boys' facilities violates the civil rights of the majority of the students who are not gender confused, the Associated Press observes. The protest comes as Democrats unify behind the transgender ideology. For example, Representative Joe Kennedy, the chairman of the Transgender Task Force, told Breitbart News that men and women should be allowed into sports leagues for women and men. Human beings are human beings, man, that's exactly what I'd say, he said April 9. Human beings are 100% entitled to compete with whatever sport they want to compete with. Human beings are humans beings, that's your problem. Progressives claim that men and women are biologically interchangeable and should be treated by government and Americans as a member of whatever sex or sexual groups they prefer. The progressives' goal is to suppress any civic recognition of biology's impact on human preferences and capabilities. In contrast, conservatives and voters say men and women are legally equal by laws but are also made complementary and different by their biology. Government should support the civic and cultural institutions which Americans evolve to help the two sexes compete and cooperate on a level playing field, especially when creating the next generation of Americans, conservatives say. The political divide does not follow the old left versus right split, partly because the conservatives' pro-biology argument is shared by feminists, gays, and lesbians. Instead, the divide leaves feminists and progressives on one side, up against the public, conservatives, scientists, and some liberals. Multiple polls show that most Americans wish to help and comfort people who think they are members of the opposite sex, even as they also reject the transgender ideology's claim that a person's legal sex is determined by his feeling of gender identity, not by biology. A UK survey shows a similar mix of some sympathy for people with lopsided opposition to the ideology. The transgender movement is diverse, so its different factions have different goals and priorities. It includes sexual liberationists, as well as progressives, plus feminists who wish to blur distinctions between the two sexes, and people who glamorize the distinctions between the two sexes. It includes high-profile children, people who are trying to live as members of the opposite sex, people trying to detransition back to their sex, men who demand sex from lesbians, masculine autogenophiles who say they are entitled to women's rights, wealthy donors, politicians, political professionals, and revenue-seeking drug companies and medical service providers. Transgender advocates claim that 2 million Americans say they are transgender to a greater or lesser extent. But very few people who describe themselves as transgender undergo cosmetic surgery of the genitals. Only about 4,118 Americans surgically altered their bodies in hospitals from 2000 to 2014 to appear like members of the opposite sex, according to a pro-transgender medical study. Yet the gender ideology is rapidly gaining power, aided by huge donations from wealthy individuals and medical companies. In February, for example, an Ohio judge forced parents of a teenage girl to give up custody so she could begin a lifetime of drug treatments and surgery that would allow her to appear as a male. The progressive push to bend Americans' attitudes and their male and female civic society around the idea of gender identity has already attacked and cracked many of the popular social rules that help Americans manage the cooperation and competition among and between complementary, different, and equal men and women. These pro-gender claims have an impact on different sex bathrooms, shelters for battered women, sports leagues for girls, hiking groups for boys, K-12 curricula, university speech codes, religious freedoms, free speech, the social status of women, parents' rights in child-rearing, children's safety, practices to help teenagers, health outcomes, women's ideals of beauty, culture and society, scientific research, prison safety, civic ceremonies, school rules, men's sense of masculinity, law enforcement, military culture, and children's sexual privacy.